Listening Library presents The Girls I've Been. This is the author, Tess Sharp. Part 1. Truth is a weapon. The first 87 minutes. Chapter 1. August 8th, 9:09 a.m. It was supposed to be 20 minutes. That's what I told myself when I woke up that morning. It would be just 20 minutes. We'd meet in the bank parking lot, we'd go in, we'd make the deposit, and it would be awkward. It would be so awkward. But it would be 20 minutes tops. I could survive 20 minutes with my ex-boyfriend and new girlfriend. I could handle the awkwardness. I was a freaking champ. I even got donuts, thinking maybe that would help smooth things over after last night's makeout interruptus, which I know is downplaying what happened. I get fried dough can't fix everything, but still, everyone loves donuts, especially when they have sprinkles, or bacon, or both. So I get the donuts, and coffee, because Iris is basically a grizzly bear unless she downs some caffeine in the morning. And of course, that makes me late. By the time I pull up to the bank, they're both already there. Wes is out of his truck, tall and blonde and leaning against the chipped tailgate, the bank envelope with all the cash from last night next to him. Iris is lounging on the hood of her Volvo in her watercolor dress, her curls swinging as she plays with that lighter she found on the railroad tracks. She's gonna set her brush out on fire one of these days, I swear to God. "You're late," is the first thing Wes says when I get out of my car.